Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get everything you need for your next project at Menards. Keep your gas-powered equipment running smooth with True Fuel. It's ethanol-free, ready to use, and extends the life of your equipment. Get a 110-ounce jug on sale now through June 14th. Shop our selection of True Fuel in-store and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. You're on The Bert Show.
Inconsequential that Jeff really doesn't believe Jesse's story here. That he's a 4 and the girl that he goes out with is like a 15. He asks her out. She says yes. He's shocked by that. They go out. And Jesse returns from the date, and he's like, you know what? She's not everything I thought she was going to be.
He didn't return from the date. At the date, he said.
Let's just be friends.
Let's just be friends.
He told her at the date. He shut it down.
And you didn't think that it was capable for a guy to do that?
I just think it seemed odd that it happened at the first meeting at the fondue house of cheese melted or whatever it was.
Very end of the whole thing, he just sort of says, you know, he's very honest. And yeah, Jesse, how does that conversation go? Because I think this may be a first in the history of men. At the end of the date, you're with Hottie, and how do you begin the conversation that, look, it certainly seems to me that we're better as friends than we would be something else?
Well, basically, it just starts as, so what do you think about me? And then she asked the same thing, and I was just honest with her, and we had the same interests in each other, so.
So she was sort of lukewarm about the whole thing. You were sensing that, and you're like, you were lukewarm also. So you said, let's just be friends then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You know, I mean, there's really no point in trying to waste any more time.
Okay. You know?
He's trying to find a good girl. He doesn't care about looks, anything else.
That's what he said. He's a good person. You're a good Christian guy. The looks thing's not important to you. The sex thing is not important to you. And that's not what you're interested in. You're interested in a woman with more substance, right?
Exactly.
Okay. That's so hard to believe, Jeff Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Which part?
I just find it, there are a couple places where this story just seems unbelievable to me. So usually in my BSO-meter, like if you've got one thing where I believe, you know, because I've learned to believe things that I never thought would be believable listening to people who call this show. But know. Like, you know, the first time when he says, do you want to study? And then she responds with, do you want to take me on a date? That's kind of unbelievable, but cool.
It could happen, right?
Yeah,
possible.
Right. And then, you know, they go to the...
Here's why I believe that part of the story is right, just before you go on, is that he sent us a picture of the 15 and he sent us a picture of himself. And in looking at her, I don't think there's that much of a discrepancy between the two of them.
Right.
So the fact that he was shocked that she said, let's go out on a date, doesn't surprise me that much because she's not that much better looking of a woman than he is a dude.
Right.
He just perceived it that way,
yes.
You think.
Allow me to propose this hypothesize thing.
Allow myself
to hypothesize myself. I am shocked, and then just adding to the unbelievability in my mind of the whole thing. Did I say that word really slow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you might have had a minor stroke.
The fact that they are on the same scale and she might not be the 15 that we were expecting shocks me somewhat that she would have the confidence to say, you want to ask me on a date? Because generally speaking,
Well, maybe she's confident she in the, who she is.
And then they go to the cheese place and they have, you know, their dinner and everything. And then at the end of that, they have a conversation about the future of the relationship. It just seems very arranged marriage in Mumbai.
It's an anomaly for sure. But if the story's true, then the story is true. So
cool. You're an anomaly.
I showed you guys her picture yesterday, right?
Right.
Oh, I didn't see this. Let me see.
This is who Jesse thought was a 15.
Awesome.
Okay.
She's a beautiful girl.
And that is who he thought was Jesse for a minute.
Oh, that's why you were shocked at first. You were like, that's Jesse?
Well, Tracy just, I mean, he sent that picture and Tracy didn't want to call him back and go, are you sure this is you? Because you look really feminine.
You look like a woman.
She has like long brown hair. She has glasses on.
She's cute.
Pretty smile. Yeah.
She's cute, you know? So then he sent a picture of himself. And you're how old?
Right now I'm 20.
20 years old.
Right now.
How old were you last year?
That's a strange way to answer.
Last year? Well, I was 19 for part of the year and 20 for the other part.
Okay.
When do you turn 21?
I turned 21 June 12th.
And I'm assuming you're not a drinker.
No. So it's not like really a drinker.
Okay. And this is the picture of Jesse that will go up on our website if you want to take a look at it.
Okay.
All right.
Not.
First, I want to tell you that you're not the four that you say that you are.
Not at all. You're definitely not the four.
Yeah. I mean, Wendy, if she got a hold of you over a weekend, she could boosh you out so badly.
Boosh.
You'd be the hottest dude in the club, man.
I'll get you some hair gel.
I would be entertained to see that. Have Wendy give him a boosh over.
Like a makeover, I would but like boosh to see style.
That would be fun.
Jesse, would you be up for that?
Sure.
You can go through Wendy's Bouchomatic.
Okay.
He's not a bad looking kid, right?
No, he's not at all.
Yeah, so you got to get past that, dude. You got this image thing going on that you're not a four.
Okay.
You're not. You're a decent looking dude, man.
Well, thank you.
What would you rank him, Bert?
I'd say you're a six plus, man.
Seven?
Okay.
Six plus, close to a seven. Seven is average, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 plus 7.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a four, dude.
6, 7, 7, 5.
Wait till Wendy gets a hold of him.
Yeah.
I know.
Put him in some designer jeans.
Get you an airbrush tan. He'll be talking like the Jersey Shore.
So what is Jesse all about? You said you're a Christian. You go to church every Sunday?
Oh, yeah. That's guaranteed.
Tell us more about, because we got a whole bunch of emails and calls from women that are like, that's the kind of guy I'm looking for.
Okay, well, what do you guys want to know? I mean... I'm currently enrolled in college. I'm working on my degree in criminal justice. I tried to get into the military earlier in my life, and that didn't work out due to some medical reasons. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd do the next best thing and be a police officer.
Cool.
I don't know. I pretty much like everything. There's nothing that I won't at least try to do. Mm-hmm. I like all kinds of movies. I don't know. You guys ask me questions. I'll tell you what you want to know.
What's a typical Friday or Saturday night like for you?
Well, for the past, since February of last year, typical Friday night is sitting at home watching TV.
We don't want that for you.
No. What do you look for in a girl? Like, what are you looking for?
Honesty is the very most important thing, mm-hmm. followed closely by a Christian background, Christian beliefs.
Do you like large boobs or small?
Honestly, I don't really have a preference.
So boobs are irrelevant. You are an anomaly.
You're an ass man, huh?
No, not really.
See?
Jeff, He's
a nice, respectful boy.
He thinks a little deeper than you do, okay? It's not about the TNA for him. Damn.
It's about the relationship, man.
See?
Personality.
You should focus on that. Maybe you'd have a better relationship.
You're not really selling yourself in this huge way that I was hoping that you were going to sell, man. Like, I don't feel like I know anything else about you.
Well, what do you want to know? I mean, I don't really know how to sell myself. You help me out, guys.
You ever had your heart broken?
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about it.
Oh, that was horrible.
What happened?
Aww.
Started going out with this really nice girl. who claimed she was a Christian, and that she just was really nice at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Really liked her. And as time progressed, she slowly started to change until she ended up cheating on me with her ex behind my back.
Do you sometimes get labeled as the too nice guy? Like girls look at you and they put you right into the friend zone?
It's happened before. I try to stay out of the friend zone if possible, but it usually ends up there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I got this email that I got to read later on from a woman that insists that you shouldn't date Christian guys.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I won't have time to cover it right now. She's got a whole list of reasons.
Said that when I forwarded you yesterday?
Yeah we all
she's
got it.
She's crazy.
Well, she's had a bad time with Christian guys and says, do not do it.
So she's after the Jews? Is that what I mean?
I'm not sure.
Wow.
But I'll read it later on.
I think Jesse seems like a sweet guy. I mean, he just seems like, I don't want to use the word simple, but he just seems like he's like cool to get along in any sort of situation and ready to roll. And
well, you're single and have kind of pedophilia tendencies these days.
I do not.
Cougar?
Arr. First of all, you cannot be a cougar until you're 40.
That's not true.
Puma?
Yes, it is. Mm-mm. I'm a puma.
Arr.
If that's the case. But I wouldn't date anybody 20.
Jesse, you think you can handle a little hobby?
Jesse is far too young for me.
She's a good Christian girl.
You couldn't keep up with Jen Hobby. I couldn't have this.
She has the. She has so the.
That'd be a scary situation.
You'd be so scared.
She keeps two mammoths.
I don't think Jen Hobby could keep up with me.
Oh,
a challenge.
I think you're right. Jen. I think you're right, Jesse.
Hey, Beth, help me out here.
Hey guys, listen. We have questions for him. I'm married, so I'm not looking for anyone today. But I have friends that are, and I mean, they want to know, how tall is he? Is he into sports? I mean, does he have a favorite team? Those are the things that they want to know.
The Saints?
What?
Jesse, do you like sports? Jesse?
Hello?
Jesse,
do you like sports?
Do I like sports? Yes, for the most part. I'm not a big sports activist, aside from mountain biking and skateboarding and things like that. I like to try to keep active if possible.
I think we're going to have to do, we'll have him write a profile and we'll put it up online.
Cool. Like one of those online dating profiles?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Maybe you can take one. Would you help us with this, Wendy? Like the next time you're on eHarmony, will you just print off one of those applications that I know that you spend a lot of time on?
Let me tell you, Wendy's not an eHarmony girl. She's a Craigslist lady.
Of course. Casual encounters.
So we'll send that to you, and then we'll put it up there with your picture. And if there are women that still want to go out with you, man, then we'll set this thing up for you, dude, okay?
Sounds great.
Jesse. Have a good weekend watching TV, and we'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, you too, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. This email that I got from this virtual listener said, do not date Christian men no matter what.
That's weird.
Christian guys, I'll read the whole thing later. Christian guys are the pickiest, harshest judges of women I've ever known. As a Christian woman, let me tell you more. My theory is that these men are waiting for this angel that they have in their head. She says, stay away from Christian guys.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'll read it to you guys in a little bit.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.